This is the Andrew Walsh Podcast. Thank you so much for taking time out of your day to listen. I really appreciate it. I'm praying you can take away something from this episode that brings value to your life. Make sure to subscribe to my podcast to stay up to date with the latest episodes. And please share with a friend if you feel you're getting something out of these episodes. You can also follow me on Instagram at @A_Walsh. Let's fire it off.
Let's go. Hey, what is going on? I am going to do a podcast today on energy. Where does it come from? How do we create more of it? But first off, you are taking time out of your day to listen to this podcast, and I take your time incredibly seriously. So I'm going to really challenge myself to deliver as much value as I can. I am going to freaking bring it for you today. And hopefully by the end of this podcast, you can take away at least one new strategy you can implement to increase your energy. All right, let's fire it off. So talking about energy, I live here in Orange County. And for the last like 2 months, we had this gnarly, gloomy, gray, cloudy marine layer. And I realized, wow, even the weather can affect my energy, right? So naturally, when you think of energy, you know, you get it from a good night's sleep. You can get it from coffee. I take pre-workout, you know, that gives me energy. What I wanted to talk about today is maybe some unique ways to generate energy. And I wanted to start with an example. This is a story I wanted to share with you guys. It just happened in the gym the other day. Now, I'm a very observant person, even though I'm very focused in the gym, I'm doing my thing. I happen to see like right eye level across from me, this guy, he's working out and his foot kicks out his water bottle and it sprays all over the floor. And I'm watching this whole thing happen. And I'm wondering, how is this younger guy, how is he going to handle this? Is he going to leave the mess for the 24-hour maintenance crew to clean up? Did he see if anybody saw? And I literally watched this young man. He goes to the paper towel rack, spends solid minute cleaning this up, wiping down the equipment from everything that had spilled. And I was like, wow, that was something so small. But he said, hey, I am not beneath anybody. I can clean up this mess. I made the mess. I'm not going to make the 24-hour staff do it. So what I did after my set, I came up to him really seriously. You know, I came right up to him and I looked at him. He takes his headphones out. I said, hey, I saw you spill that water and you had the option to have somebody else clean up your mess or you clean it yourself. And I saw you clean that whole thing and I was super proud of you. That was sick. Keep that up. Gave him nugs. He's like, dude, oh my gosh, thank you. That gave me energy. Are you kidding me? I hit back after that, just flossing on these sets. So I think going out of our way to be observant, compliment others. There's something in that that gives you a little extra energy. And for me, I think it's become a habit. Anybody that I see, I'm going to smile at them. I'm going to wave. If we make eye contact, I'm going to give you a compliment. Hey, those shoes are sweet. And I have found this gives me energy. Also, I had noticed there's certain words that you can say that give you energy. I'm a huge Green Bay Packers fan, and I've watched Brett Favre and Aaron Rodgers. And one of the things that Aaron Rodgers is notorious for is having poor body language. When you watch him on the Monday Night Football, Sunday night, he's getting upset with players. And, you know, that body language, we have mirror neurons in our brain. So when I see somebody upset, it makes me feel that same emotion. You're watching TV, you see somebody cry, all of a sudden the waterworks start coming. We have those mirror neurons. So I always wish Rodgers was a little bit better of a leader from his body language. And then I see somebody like Tom Brady, who's notorious for running out of the tunnel with his helmet off screaming, "Let's go!" And all the guys around him are, "Let's go!" They're getting juiced, right? So I go around and I'll even just saying a phrase like, "Let's go!" or a little self-talk. "Hey, Andrew, let's pick it up. We need to get it going right now." And you start kind of like a steam engine. You're throwing coal into the furnace and you start picking up energy. Another thing that I have noticed is little tidbits of momentum, right? So maybe you're feeling a little tired. You're feeling a little fatigue. Accomplish a couple little tasks, right? Maybe you fold, you know, your blankets, you put some laundry away. Maybe you send a couple text message. I've seen as you do this little things, they give you energy. I've noticed I have a couple good calls in a row. I got a certain posture. I'm walking around, I'm bouncing, I'm talking a little bit higher energy, higher frequency. And that segues into something Tony Robbins preaches. And I know Ed Milet talks about is the highest energy always wins. When it comes to like a sales meeting, or if you're doing a presentation, the person who has the highest energy is more often than not going to have a bigger effect on the outcome of that meeting or that situation. So you can really generate a lot of energy through your posture, putting the shoulders back, head held high, you know, walking a little bit faster. These are great ways to get energy. And I also wanted to talk about getting momentum, body language, and things that we can say. But what about when you're really not feeling it and you are fatigued? And I will give you guys an example of this. So Monday through Friday, I wake up at 6 a.m. Gemma and I do our morning routine together. But on Saturday and Sunday, I do like to sleep in, you know, at least to 8 o'clock, and kind of when the body wakes, I don't set an alarm. So Sundays, we take a Sabbath rest day, full recovery day, because I think, yes, high energy is great, but you can't operate like that all the time. You need to reset your batteries. You need to restart the laptop. You need to put your phone in the charger. You can't just run like that all the time. So for the weekends, for me, I really try and recover. And Sunday is a full rest day, but we had this work event. So I didn't get to sleep in on a Sunday. Had to be up at 5 a.m. And this is really funny, but I'll share this with you. Gemma and I pray together always in the morning in our morning routine. And I think praying with someone, with your significant other, is really important, because when you pray to God, you tend to be really open and honest. Like when I'm going through my day and I'm talking to God, I'm just spilling it. So Gemma happened to be there, and I just go, "God, I'm crying out for your strength right now." And she kind of laughed, because that was just a real honest prayer. And I remember there's in the Bible, it talks about, hey, for when you are weak, you are actually strong through Jesus. And for all those who are weary, come to me and I will give you rest. I remember I never really understood that. When you are weak, you are strong. I didn't get that. And really what it meant biblically, I heard a pastor break this down, is when you are weak and you ask God for his strength, you're not relying on your own strength anymore. You're actually asking God to give you his strength. And there's nothing like God's strength and his energy. And I prayed that prayer, and within an hour, I was up, I was popping around, I was feeling great, feeling myself. So I really do believe in prayer. If you need energy, that is always going to be something to help you out. So I obviously, there's other things like getting good night's sleep, drinking a lot of water. I love going out, getting sunshine, exercise, working out. You can take caffeine, but I wanted to give you guys a couple of different ways to generate energy, complimenting others, right? Posture, holding yourself held high, talking with, you know, some oomph behind it. So this was a self podcast today about energy. I hope you take away one thing from today, and may God richly bless you. Take care. Thank you.